Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:24 British Summer Time. Today is May 12th. Well, what we're seeing in stock markets here has all the appearances of a very orderly consolidation. For example, with the FTSE 100, it seems to be consolidating very nicely below this 4,500 level. The same can be said for the DAX below 5,000. And the Dow Jones is creeping up towards the upper side of this range, with 9,000 being an important level. And the S&P 500 continues to hover around this 900 level as well. So we're starting to see that for lagging markets, mean reversion is certainly taking place. And for leading markets, they are also consolidating in a very orderly manner. China, which had a rather large downward day yesterday, bounced back in here today. And although Taiwan was also a little bit weaker here today, it didn't do any damage to what has been a remarkably consistent uptrend over the last almost 9 weeks for a number of markets. Actually, we're into the 10th week for a large number of them. And we don't have any indication yet that this impressive move is over, although one would be naive to think that it wasn't getting long in the tooth. But what we continue to see is that markets, particularly those leading in emerging Asia and commodity producing Latin America, have oceans of room to consolidate above their bases, and even those markets that are lagging now have plenty of room to consolidate these recent gains above the lows that they posted in February or early March. So we are in a rather charmed environment at the moment. It's probably the best of all possible worlds for people on the long side. And on previous occasions, when we've seen this type of activity, it really does suggest that we are coming towards the end of this period of consistency. And we'll know what it looks like when it happens, although, as I said, there's no evidence yet that it has happened. We would be able to look on this consistent move as being over when we see clear downward dynamics across a whole range of markets, not just leading markets, but lagging markets, and when we start to see the progression of higher lows being broken. And that hasn't happened for any of these markets just yet. With this move that we're seeing in the stock markets, particularly, and increasingly in the commodity markets, we continue to see that the industrial metal complex is pressuring the upper side of its base in for the majority of those metals, that we're seeing strength coming through in the soft commodities. The grains are pressuring the upper sides of their 6 month bases, and we're seeing strength in the cotton, sugar and indeed cocoa markets. And that coffee is also looking, well, Arabica coffee is looking like it is basing as well. Lumber is also showing signs that it is rallying in a sustained manner from these remarkably low levels that have been posted in the last few months. While the contango remains wide for a large number of these commodities, and is probably so wide that it's not justified by interest rates, which are so low, that people are probably still going to be a bit reticent about going into trade on the long side, particularly in these soft commodities. But the fact is that there is a surplus of demand in at least the short term that is pushing these commodities upwards. And we are starting to see that investment demand is coming back from these safe haven assets. And most importantly, that's the US dollar, because we had gold, which had performed remarkably well as a safe haven and moved into a consolidation more than 2 months ago. We saw that US Treasuries performed remarkably well as a safe haven, but they peaked more than 2 months ago and they have given up their entire advance. Treasuries, incidentally, today are close to 122 as they continue to bounce from this 120 level, which is a natural area for them to find support. And the yen had also pulled back violently from its highs and continues to look like it has topped out in the medium term, but it's going to thrash around. It's not going to come back down in a straight line. And then we look at the dollar, because the dollar also behaved remarkably well as a safe haven, and it was the last of the safe havens to show signs that it was topping out. It had that big drawdown back in December, but recouped the entire loss and made new highs, and it bounced on a number of occasions from its moving average, which has turned upwards. However, it's broken below its moving average now, and it increasingly looks like that this loss of momentum that we've seen over the last few months is giving way now, and that there is stronger potential for the dollar to range later, to range lower over the coming months. And if that is the case, then the argument for investing outside of the US, or investing outside of all those other currencies which are not performing against the US dollar, or against, sorry, I will rephrase that because it's not too clear. Investing outside of the US dollar, or outside, for example, of the euro or the pound, which are showing signs that they are bottoming against the dollar, but they're not showing signs of relative performance, which we are seeing in commodity-related currencies or in Asian currencies. If one is investing, or it doesn't want to invest outside of the US or the UK or their domestic markets, then from a common sense point of view, the best areas to be in are the ones that are deriving a large percentage of their profits from the bull stories that are related to commodities, to the China reflation, or to the Asian emerging market resilience in the face of what has been a crushing recession on a global basis. So that leaves us very firmly with the commodity sector, but it also leaves us with big international corporations that can benefit from an increase in global trade when that starts to come about, because we are starting to see that, evidenced by stock markets, that this is a powerful bounce, and it is attempting to predict that we're going to have the global economy perhaps turning around at some point this year. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to head back to double-digit growth for some markets or into above-average growth for much of the Western world. But as long as markets, or as long as economies stop going down, then leading markets, where there is a sound fundamental story and where they have been both geographically and financially divorced from the worst of the credit crisis, they can perform in that type of environment. And it does appear that that is where people are starting to reallocate their cash reserves, and that is taking a bid from the dollar. On a side issue relating to currencies, I would also say that there is increasing evidence that the pound is bottoming out. Now, it doesn't look like the pound is going to strengthen remarkably against a whole range of currencies, but there is increasing evidence that it is starting to range gradually higher. And that is a case for becoming less bearish of the UK economy. When we look at the fundamental story there and how the burst housing bubble, then it becomes very easy to become very bearish. But with the currency starting to turn around, then that, I think, perhaps is an indication that things may not be as bad as people are really predicting, because some of the predictions that we've seen for the UK are pretty abysmal, and they need not necessarily be true. There could be light at the end of this tunnel after all. But it does look like the pound is bottoming out. I think that is the main takeaway from this. And this has also been a positive day for the precious metals. Gold is up $10. It really would need now to take out the 875 level to question scope for this to push gradually or range gradually higher. And silver punched through the $14 level today. It's at 14.24 right now, which is about $10 off the highs on the day, but this has also been a very positive performance. And we are now starting to see that gold and the precious metals are moving up in conjunction with the stock markets. And that is the polar opposite of what was happening when people were very, very scared. In which case, we can probably deduce that the precious metals, particularly gold, are not being used or seen as safe havens for people's assets anymore, that they are being looked on as a valuable safe haven for the longer term and are worth having a percentage of one's portfolio in. So the investment argument for gold in particular is well made at this point, and we should also point out the commonality in terms of the duration of its consolidations, that it has been all over a year now that gold has been going sideways, and it is pushing back up towards its highs in a gradual manner and building support and gathering adherence around these levels. And there is, I think, a much greater possibility that we're going to see gold making new highs this year rather than new lows. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but I'd like to wish all the best to all of you.